You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
I remember after I got saved, I was standing out there in that out in the woods, you know, and I was saved, I was a Christian. I looked up and those same stars came up and I had nothing but hope, nothing but peace, nothing but comfort. I thought about what David said in Psalms 8. He said, "When I consider the stars, the moon that shines at night, the work of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels," actually lower than God himself, "and has given him authority over all the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." You got authority over the creeps. Hallelujah. He's given us authority, though. What I'm saying is when I consider the stars now as a Christian, as a believer, I see the goodness of God. I see the care and the love of God. Out of all the universe, he made us to love us and to share his authority with. And I mean, he may have made everything else, but he birthed us. The Bible says he's our father, but he doesn't say he's the father of the trees and the birds and the bees and the moon up above and the thing called love. Say with me. He is the father of mankind, but he's the creator of the universe. He's not our creator. He's our father. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And that gives you hope. That gives you peace. It gives you purpose. It should give you some confidence, amen, to face the future. You have a destiny. You have a hope. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know my plans for you, plans of good, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope and a destiny. Hallelujah. Woo! So peace is attainable. It's reachable. You can have it. Doesn't come from what's going on around you. Peace comes from God. Amen? And I believe you can change what's going on around you. I believe you can call on God and you can stand on his promises and he will show up and he will show out. But peace doesn't come when the circumstances change. Peace comes from within. It comes from the Lord. It comes from God. It comes from a faith in him. You know, I wrote out, I like to do this sometimes, right? Acronyms. You know what an acronym is? When you write a word and then you give each letter a word. Peace, P-E-A-C-E, is placing everything at Christ's expense. I like that. He paid it all. That'll give you peace. When the pain comes, he paid for that pain. When the need comes, he already paid for that need. He already paid for everything. Peace comes from knowing that, not that everything's happening good right now, but that everything will turn around if we believe him and trust him. We know ultimately everything's going to turn out all right. Amen. I cheated. I read the back of the book. Amen. We win. Amen. Then another one I did this I thought was pretty good. That was placing everything at Christ's expense. I wrote it again. I put praying the promise. E is expecting the promise. A is acting on the promise. C is choosing the promise. Not the problem, but choosing the promise. And E is experiencing the promise. And peace will do all that for you. If you, of course, pray the promises of God. Now, you know, you can pray your need, you can pray your want, you can pray your desire, but the only guarantee you and I have is what God promised. Now, stay with me. That covers your need. It'll cover your desire. But we don't just say, "God, help me because I want it," or "help me because I'm hurting." We all say, "God, help me because you said you would. Your word says thus and so." Because we're not conning God into helping us. He's already said he would. We're not asking him to be aware of us and all of a sudden notice us. He already knows us. He knows where we are. He knows our downsetting and uprising. And you know what? He loves us. In spite of all that, he still loves us. And he's the one that said he would help us if we call on him. Woo. Amen? So peace comes from praying a promise, expecting the promise to happen, acting on the promise, act like we believe it. You know, I always considered prayer, after you pray about something, you should talk differently about what you prayed about. You should talk differently after you pray than you did before you pray. Because if I've asked God to help me, then I've got answers now. It may not look like it. It may not have changed in the natural, but he has heard me. He's going to come through. He's going to do what we say. He says, I mean, what he promised. And I'm going to act like it's true. I'm going to put a smile on my face, a spring in my step. Yep. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. Zippity-doo-dah. Well, I mean, I prayed about it. Well, Pastor, don't you see this going on? Pastor, don't you see that happening? This, yeah, I see all that, but I've already prayed about that. I've already talked to the Lord, and so I'm just acting like the promise is true. Amen. 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 Because he's heard me. Hallelujah. And that brings peace. And then I choose it. I choose the promise. I don't choose to look at the circumstance. I don't choose to talk about the mountain. I don't choose to talk about the problem. I don't choose to talk about the pain. I choose the promise of God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking to God about how big the mountain is. I'm talking to the mountain about how big my God is. Hallelujah. And then I experience it. Because you do all that, it's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. Amen. All right, well, that's just a prelude. That was just, we're on the diving board now. Y'all ready to jump? Let's pray there's water in a pool. John 16:33. Now, you know the verse. You know, the King James says this. I'm going to read a couple other translations. King James is, listen, it is outdated. We don't say, yea, verily, forsooth, peradventure, and hitherto. And we don't behoove. Anybody been behooving lately? But I understand, but it's poetic and it's majestic, and I've read it for years, and when I quote, it just seems to come out of me. I don't know why that is. I read other translations, but it just seems to just flow out of there. So I'd recommend, if you're just starting out as a Christian, get a new King James Version. It takes out the yeas and the verilies. It says yes and of a truth, and you know, it doesn't perchance or doesn't behoove and doesn't hitherto and all that stuff. New Living Translation is a good translation. There's a lot of great translations. See, the letter killeth, the spirit gives life. There's the spirit of what God is saying is there in God's Word in a lot of translations. But be that as it may, the Bible says, John 16:33, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. Woo! Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Amen. I mean, if we went home right now, that'd be enough. That verse alone is worth the trip right there. Not in the world, not in the things that's going on in your life, not in the bills that are coming, not in the pain, not in the bad doctor report, not in all that goes on in the news, and you know, and don't get me started, but anyway, not all that goes on around the world, not in whether the president's the one you voted for or not, not in, you know, the administration that's in power. No, in me. In me you have peace. In me you have peace. See, no matter what happens in the world, I am saved. I am a Christian. I am a believer. I am born again. Hallelujah. Heaven is my home, and I've got authority, and I've got the victory, and I've got promises to stand on. Hallelujah. Woo! I can make it. I got a God I can call on who's not just my God. He's my Father. I can pray in the name of Jesus, know He hears me. I can know He'll come through. I know things will turn around. You know, Brother Osteen used to always, John Osteen, that's Joel Osteen's daddy. You know, when I say Brother Osteen was our pastor, everybody says Joe because they don't know John. John, and I'll say John was our pastor. And I say, well, who's he? Well, he's Joel Osteen's daddy. But Lakewood Church years ago, when we went there, started going there in the 70s, in the mid-70s. Had to be later than that because I'm not that old. It was the mid-70s. You know, Brent and I'll be married 40 years this month. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, y'all give Brenda a big hand. Putting up with me all those years. But we, in the early days, when I first got saved, Brenda had been saved, but we started going to Lakewood Church, and I don't remember what I was talking about, but the Osteens, Brother Osteen, yeah. Do what? Yeah, it was a point he made, absolutely. When I think of it, I will tell y'all what it was. But, you know, even though I don't remember, I still have peace. My peace comes from God, not from remembering all my points in this message. Let's read the verse again, okay? Thank God for the world of editing. Chris, you're going to have to edit that thing out. I don't know how you're going to get all that straightened out. But these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In me you have peace. In Jesus you have peace. And that's the only place it comes from. Peace is not something that can come from the world. The world cannot give you peace. It doesn't have it to offer. Peace doesn't come from a car. It doesn't come from a house. It doesn't come from a million things that you could think of. I mean, that you could buy or purchase or have. And there's nothing wrong with those things. I mean, come on. God wants to bless us. I believe that. I believe He wants to prosper us. I believe He exceedingly abundantly blesses us. Hallelujah. He came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. But just having things is not going to bring you peace. Some of the most miserable people in the world have lots of things. Hello. I know you're out there and you're thinking, well, try me. Come on, give me a chance. Let me have a bunch of stuff. Well, I'll tell you about it later, you know. But peace comes from God. It comes from trusting Him, believing Him, and putting your faith in Him. Doesn't come from everything working out immediately. You know, I mean, I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. Think about it. You're going to heaven. Even in Texas, I heard Renee Garner say this years ago. She was down in Corpus, and it was like 110 degrees, I don't know. And she got to thinking, you know, she's miserable, the heat, and she got to thinking, you know what? This is as hot as it's ever going to get for me. Think about it. She said, I'm going to get on the phone, and I'm going to start calling people up and throw a party, bake a cake, and have a thank God I'm not going to hell birthday. You know, I mean, it's a lot to be thankful for. Amen. I mean, this is hot. Texas is as hot as it gets for us. Not going to get any hotter. Hallelujah. Woo. In Jesus, we have peace. And we have Jesus. Jesus is in us. We're Christians. We're believers. He said, I'm with you to the ends of the earth. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, He went with you. You don't have to pray for Him to go with you. He goes with you when you go. When you get there, God got there. Because He is inside of you, flowing in you as a believer in Jesus Christ. And you have that to hold on to. In the world, He goes on and says this. These things have I written to you that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, the life's got rough edges. It sticks. It cuts. You cut us, we bleed. I understand that. You get bruises. Life's not perfect. It's a broken, fallen world we live in. We're not in heaven. We're going to heaven. Are you with me? Now, I believe we got hope. I believe we got help. I believe we got healing. I believe we can call when the trial comes and the test comes and the mountain looms on our horizon. I believe we can trust God and we can tip the scales in our favor. But, you know, you're not going to have a perfect life in this earth because this earth's not perfect. This earth has fallen. It's an old story. It's all in the Bible. It's in Genesis where Adam sinned and the sin came in the world and then death came by sin. That's not God's will. God didn't want that to happen. He didn't want you to be sick. He didn't want you to be in pain. He didn't even want you to die. Death wasn't His plan. In fact, you're going to live forever in Him. And when you get to heaven, no one's ever going to die. And there's not going to be any hospitals up there. Nobody gets sick. There's no funeral homes. Nobody dies. Woo! Hallelujah, somebody. No red bugs, chiggers, or mosquitoes. Yes! Hallelujah. Nothing hurts. Nothing harms. Heaven. And you know, I say this a lot at funerals. If life is a mixed bag, it's got a little bit of heaven, a little bit of hell. I mean, it's messed up at some time. Sometimes there's glimpses of heaven. We trust God, we believe God, we plow through, but then there's the battle, the opposition, and the fight, and then we plow through, and you know, it's a mixed bag. And if you don't like the bad parts, the mix of hell and this earth, the brokenness of this earth, pain of this earth, then you want to be sure and miss hell, because hell is hell 24 hours a day. Yeah. No reprieve. But if you like the good parts, and everybody's had a good day from time to time, everybody's had a joyful moment, everybody's had a time where the sun broke through, S-O-N, sun, broke through. If you like the good parts, you want to be sure and go to heaven. You don't want to miss heaven, because it's heaven all day long, 24/7. No bad days, no blue Mondays, no wrong sides of the bed. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, how do you get that rolling now? Well, you can compensate. You can get rolling some peace in your life now. You can plow through the shakes and you know, the overwhelm feeling that happens to all of us. I've had days like that. I can remember days in office where, you know, somebody passed away and I'd run out and go comfort the family and get back and get another phone call. I remember one day somebody's house burned down, somebody passed away, and I mean, the phone was ringing off the wall. I had four or five things happen all in one day. Every day's not like that. But I was sitting there at the office. I remember sitting at the desk thinking, God, I don't know if I can handle another phone call. I mean, I was just almost shaking because I was just running. I was running here and there, and I'm just one person. That's all I am. I'm human. You know, cut me, I bleed. Hello. And I just felt like a shell of a man. And, you know, and I just prayed. I just stopped and sat there at the desk and prayed, and the peace of God came on me, and I just went on and passed right through that. Hallelujah. And you can do it too, because peace comes from Him. You got to get still. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46, verse 10 says. So you got to shut out the noises. And I'm not talking about pulling the covers over your head and hoping the bad people go away. I'm talking about trusting God. Sometimes we're that way, aren't we? Oh, God, just make them all go away. Pull the covers over, you know. Well, you can't hide. You can't hide from this world. You're in it, okay? But you can call on God and you can get some help.
That's right.
You can get some help when you feel like pulling your hair out, you know. And I wouldn't, Dick, I'm not referring to anything when I say that. But anyway. You can believe. You can trust God. And what Brother Osteen said, and I couldn't remember a while ago, was this. One of his favorite sayings was, when something bad would happen, he'd say, well, it came to pass. It didn't come to stay.
Amen.
You know, the tide always comes back in again. It may have gone out, but it'll come back in. Springtime will finally return. Hallelujah. Winter doesn't last forever. I don't care what's going on in your life. You trust God. You believe God. It's going to turn around. You're not. See, that's the lie, that you're doomed to feel this way forever, especially in the loss of a loved one. Someone loses someone in their family. You know, that shell, that emptiness, that pain that's there, they think they can't go on because they think it's going to be that way every day. Well, you'll always remember, and there'll always be a tinge of pain there. But I'll tell you what, it will pass. It will pass. It will not stay. That's why the Bible says we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We grieve, but we don't grieve as those that have no hope. We don't pick up a spirit of grief. We may grieve, but then we get through it. And we heal. We are alive, so we heal up. We do heal up. Now, I know you can think of situations that can bring pain, but that's the whole point. Don't think about that. Get your mind right. Amen. Start thinking about the Word and about the Lord and about how good He is. And if you've got a loved one going on to be with the Lord, they're up there waiting on you right now. They are okay. They're fine. You're down here. You need to pray and believe God and stand on the Word. One day you'll see them again. Hallelujah. So he says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And that means something. He overcame it. That means that we benefit from that. Are you with me? Because He substituted Himself for us. I mean, what good would it be for Jesus to overcome when I'm still going through it? Well, He overcame it for me. So if I trust Him, He'll help me. Like that, you know, that big prize fighter, that 220-pound heavyweight champion that goes out there and fights 13, 15 rounds, whatever it is nowadays, and beats it out and wins that $30 million check. And he is a conqueror. And when he goes home and opens up that door and that 110-pound, 5-foot-tall wife says, give me that check, she is more than a conqueror. He fought, she got the money. Well, Jesus fought, won, and we get the money. We get the forgiveness. We get the eternal life. We get the healing. We get the answered prayer. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus is saying. Hey, in the Amplified, I love it because it's louder. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence in the world. You have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain and undaunted. For I have overcome the world, I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Oh, man, I love that. See, we think we got to give in, we got to go under, we got to give up. No, we don't. We don't have to give in, we don't have to go under, we don't have to give up. Jesus has deprived it of power to harm us. Trials come, trials go. Tests come, tests go. Bad times happen, but they just come to pass. They don't come to stay. Amen? You will get through this. You will make it. You just need to rise up. You may be in the pit. You may be blubbering and crying and moaning and groaning. We've all done it. Come on, we got no stones to throw. But when the crying's over, let's stand up on our feet and let's believe God. Amen? And when the pain, you know, subsides, you get back up on your knees, you get back up on your feet, you call somebody, let's believe God, let's trust God. Don't you stay in your pain. Don't you stay in your grief. Don't you stay in that pit. Don't you stay. You don't have to. See, the gate's open. What are you doing in prison? Come on, even a cow's got more sense than we do. I mean, really, you put a cow in a new place, a new field or a fenced-in area, you know what that cow will start walking that fence. Looking for a way out. We walk right out in the middle of the field and sit down. But see, there is always a way out. Are you with me? There's always a way out if we'll look for it. If we'll get on our knees, we'll pray, we'll seek God, we'll get in His Word, we can find the hole in the fence. Woo! We can find the gate to get out of this mess. God's got a gate open somewhere waiting on you to go after it. But you got to ask if you're going to receive. You got to seek if you're going to find. And you got to knock if the door's going to be open unto you. Amen. So don't lay down. That's what the devil wants us to do, is quit and give up. You just keep going. Amen? Amen. Keep going. Hallelujah. So peace, we're talking about peace. Peace is in Jesus. It never has been anywhere else. I love that, because God can't even offer it outside of Jesus, because it doesn't exist outside of Jesus. You know, we often say, well, I don't really want Jesus, I just want peace. Well, it doesn't happen that way. You can't have peace without Jesus. Peace is in Jesus. Well, I just want life. Well, I'm sorry, life's in Jesus. See, God really only has one offer, that is Jesus. Because everything is in Him. You say, well, I just need to be healed. Well, you need a healer. That healer is Jesus. You need peace? Jesus. You need salvation? You need a Savior. You need life? You need a life giver. You need forgiveness? You need a forgiver. It's all wrapped up in Him. So when you get Him, you get it all. We just don't often realize it. We don't often know that it's all wrapped up in Him. That actually in Him is everything that we need. You know, you remember that story, and I know I've told it before. Brother Osteen told it, actually. Let me get to it real quick before I forget. There's this person. He got on a ship, and he was coming across the Atlantic, you know, from, you know, Europe over here to New York, I guess. Back then, it took a couple of weeks to get across there, you know, on a ship. And he got on the ship, had his ticket, and he had this big sack, man, just filled with crackers and cheese. And, you know, he'd gone to Sam's or Costco or something, you know, and got it. And he's on this ship, and every night he goes up on the deck, you know, and pulls out his sack and starts eating his cheese and crackers. And this goes on for a couple of weeks. And right before they get into port the last night, he's up there and somebody comes up and says, hey, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm just eating my last bit of crackers and cheese I brought with me. I had a big old sack, and I had enough to get all the way across here. And he said, well, why don't you come on in here and eat with us? You know, well, they're serving dinner down here. Oh, no, I didn't have enough. I just had enough money to buy the ticket. And the guy says, well, you knucklehead, the ticket included the meals. Are you out there? I'm telling you, that's kind of the way we are. We laugh, but we kind of knuckleheads ourselves sometimes. You know, we're going to heaven, we think that's all there is, but there's a lot more included in this ticket than just heaven. Hello, somebody. Now, you can sit on the deck and eat your cheese and crackers and dream about a better life, but I'll tell you, you can have a better life if you'll come to the table. Come in, dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You can eat at Jesus' table all the time. He that fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, calleth now, come and dine, come and dine. Well, the table's set, and there's all kinds of stuff on there. Yeah. But you got to come, you got to come, you got to have a seat. You got to sit down in His presence. And if you do, you'll find there's more on the table than just eternal life. Amen. Woo! Amen? Yeah. Well, while we're in John, turn over to John 14. Wow. I'm never going to get to all this. It's good nonetheless. Amen? Amen. Is it helping you? I want to encourage you. I want to help you. I want you to know God loves you, and He's for you. He's not against you. And if you'll come to Him, He'll help you. He will. He doesn't play favorites. He loves us all the same. You know, when he saved me, when He picked me, and He called me, and He accepted me, I wasn't a great catch. I was lost, and I got kicked out of high school, and, you know, and I had the police call. I couldn't even drive on the parking lot. They didn't just kick me out. They got the police where I couldn't even go up on the parking lot of the high school, because I was such a nice guy. And I got into drugs. I got into jails. And, you know, and God saw what I could be. He just knew I needed Him. That's all I needed is Him. That's all you need is Him. Oh, come on, man. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. All you need is the Lord. All those people you're having trouble with, they just need to get saved. That's all. Or if they are, they need to get right. I mean, if they are saved, they need to get right. But, you know, when you're bad, you're very, very bad. But, you know, you can be good. If you'll listen to God and obey God, you can be good. You can change. He'll change your life. He'll do it. You'll just trust Him. You frustrated with yourself? Well, You know, you need to get over yourself. We got over you a long time ago. Just one person you need to get over, and that's you. And then you need to trust God and get over this business of woe is me and I'm a victim. You're not a victim, and you're not a nobody. You're a somebody. Everybody's a somebody in God. Everybody counts in God. Jesus didn't die for just great people. He didn't just shed his blood for Billy Graham. He shed his blood for every single person that walked this earth. And his arms are extended, and he's calling every one of us to come to him. And he's saying, come to me, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, all you that labor and work and toil and are miserable, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Rest and peace is in him. Amen. Amen? And he, I don't know why, but he loves you. He really does care about you. You know, in the middle of the night, when you're alone, I don't care if you're married, you're still alone when you close those eyes and you lay in that bed. And are you with me? Everyone dies alone. Everybody is alone in one sense without the Lord. That's when you need to understand there is someone who's with you 24/7 in your heart and in your mind and your soul. If you'll call on him, he'll help you. Amen? Okay, John 14:1. These are verses you know, you've heard over and over real quickly. The first verse says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, to be troubled is a choice. You decide to be troubled or not be troubled. You know, I'm just so rattled. I'm so troubled. And, you know, see, you talk it up and you work it up and you work yourself into a frenzy. You work yourself into a panic attack, as it were. And we start that process. We start talking a problem. We start talking hopelessness. We start talking no help. We're not going to make it. What are we going to do? How are we going to get out of this? It's getting worse. And we say all the wrong things, you know. Somebody asks you how you doing, you say, well, I was better, but I got over it. You know, you just cannot see any good coming, and you work yourself up. Jesus said, don't do that. He said, let not your heart be troubled. That's your choice. You choose to be troubled or not. You choose to stop the insanity, to stop the panic attack, as it were. How do you do that? You believe in God, believe also in me. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Back to where we started. In me you have peace. Hey, you're not alone. Woohoo! You're not out there on your own. You're not a victim of your upbringing. You're not a victim of circumstances. You're not a victim of your race. You're not a victim of your lack of education or too much of it. Sometimes we can be too smart to get this. No, you're not a victim. You have a bright future, so bright you got to wear shades. Jesus is on your side, and he loves you. Hallelujah, and he's for you. Praise God. You got promises to keep. and to experience, promises of God to experience. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So peace comes from believing. Y'all see that? Peace is a choice, because that's what he says. Peace is in Jesus, and peace is a choice. Let not your heart be troubled. And peace comes from believing. So if we don't have peace, then we're not believing, are we? Oh, come on now. I'm talking to me too. I'm not Superman. I mean, I've been there too. If I'm having trouble and I am in turmoil and I am frustrated, I am not believing Jesus. And you know what? I have chose not to do that. Whether subtly, whether ignorantly, whether sucker punched by the devil, whatever the reason, I still chose it. I chose to talk the negative instead of the positive. I chose not to pray and believe God. I chose it, whether by default, whether I just didn't do anything or whatever. It still was my choice. And you know what? The good news is if it's my choice, then I can choose something else. I am not a victim. See, as soon as you're a victim, you got a problem here because there's nothing you can do. But if you realize you have a choice, you can turn this thing around. I am not a victim of this economy. I'm not a victim of Obamacare. Are you with me? I'm in a box. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there's always something I can do. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Are you kidding me? I can believe God. I can trust God. I'm not a victim of anything. Woo! Well, my mama said this. My daddy said, my mama slapped me. My daddy. Well, I didn't have a daddy, or I didn't have a mom or something. You know, there's always something you come up with. And well, I was raised in East Texas. Believe me, that is a hurdle to get over. But thank God for East Texas. I thank God for East Texas. Hey, my future's in my hands. It's determined by what I believe. Your future is not determined by what happens to you. Your future is determined by your faith or lack thereof. If you believe God, you can overcome anything. If you believe God, you can come out of anything. The Bible's filled with people who came out of all kinds of messes. I think of Joseph. His brothers threw him down a well, sold him to the Midianites, and went and told his daddy he died. We call that dysfunctional today. That's real dysfunctional, isn't it? I mean, well, my brother and my sister, my sister and my brother, they did this and I did. Oh, really? Did they throw you down a well and sell you to the Midianites and tell your daddy you died? That's what they did to Joseph. And he still came out of that, didn't he? Because he trusted God. He went from the prison to the palace overnight. Woo! Because he focused on the Lord, see? He chose not to be troubled. He chose to believe in God. And you can do the same. Hey, one more verse and we'll wrap this up. Maybe we'll beat the Baptist to the Dairy Queen. God bless the Baptist. John 14, 27, actually says the same thing with a little more insight. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, oh hallelujah. You know, you have access to the peace of God, the peace that Jesus gives, not the peace that man gives, not the peace that a body without pain gives, or a bank account that's full gives, or that those things come and go and come and go. But this is the peace that God gives. So even when there's pain, you can believe God to get healed, hallelujah, and have peace in the pain. And even when the bank account's empty, you can believe God to help meet all your needs according to his riches and glory, and you know it will turn around and this will pass. And even though the money's not there right now, your peace comes from God, doesn't come from the bank account. He says, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth. He doesn't give like the world gives. Good one day, bad the next. Up one day, down the next. Are you with me? No, the kind of peace he gives eternally, forever. He doesn't take it away. This peace he gives, the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. That, you know, that song that goes at this peace I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Well, he cannot take it away. The world cannot take it away. Jesus gave it. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give with you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's a choice. Now me, I choose to have peace. I choose to not be rattled. I choose to not have a panic attack. I choose to. I am not going to flip out. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If I do, slap me. Remind me that I need to trust God. Amen. Remind yourself you need to trust God. Slap yourself. My dad was in the military. I know y'all heard me tell this story, but I moved around a lot when I was younger. I was born in center, and we retired and went back to center, but I moved around a lot. We lived in Alabama for a while, and down in Alabama, they talk funny down there in Alabama. I don't talk like I do in East Texas. They say son a lot. Son, son. Well, I was in a class one time, and if you said any form of God, it was considered cussing. Gee, golly, gosh. Those are all forms of cussing. You remember those days? I mean, in school, I mean, you didn't do that. If you said that in school, they would make you stand up, wash your mouth out with soap, and nobody filed a lawsuit, and nobody called a lawyer. In fact, you got a spanking when you got home. You got a spanking at school. You got a spanking when you got home. But I remember, I said gee or something in class. I don't know why. Golly, gosh, something, you know. And the teacher said, son, stand up. I said, stand up, son. I said, what? What? Slap yourself. What? What? Slap yourself, son. Slap yourself. And so I went, I said slap. So, I mean, I had to slap hard, you know. Leave a red mark, you know. And I never forget that. But, you know, sometimes we need to slap ourselves. Maybe not leave a mark or anything because we don't want to get crazy. But you need to wake up. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Jesus gave you some promises to stand on. Hallelujah. There's lots of them. Dig in there. Find out what they are. And start focusing in on them and choose them instead of the panic, instead of the trouble, instead of the depression. When the depression rolls in like a cloud, you let the light come. Hallelujah. The entrance of God's word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Speak the word. Hallelujah. And let victory come. Peace comes from Jesus. Peace is a choice. And peace comes from believing. Amen? Amen. So let's do that. Let's believe. Let's choose it. And let's believe God's word. And let's experience the peace he gives that the world can't give and a world can't take away.